Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Trent.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So you can hear me okay?
What?
Are we being facetious or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally facetious, sorry.
Okay. And for those of you out there, facetious means witty or funny.
No, it doesn't.
Ironic there. All right. I don't even know if we're...
And for you word fans, facetious is one of the few words with all the vowels in the correct order.
That's right, it is. But there's... And actually, sometimes you'll say facetiously.
Yeah.
So there you go. And now that 80s... Remember that 80s R&B song? Of course you do. No?
I've had too much brain damage.
It's a rough day at work. I can't believe I've stumped the ditto on my first try. Well, it was a really lousy... I guess it wasn't really R&B. It was kind of an 80s kind of... Let's see, to call it funky is to do disgrace to all funk. I'll have a zombie James Brown on my door if I call it funk. But it was like 80s kind of pop R&B.
Oh, I think I know the song you're talking about. Yeah. I had almost successfully blotted that from my memory. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, and you're walking on sunshine, just by the way.
Oh, ow, ow. I think I'll just go out in the living room and see if Netflix has Battlefield Earth. That can't possibly hurt worse.
Although that is a different era. That's a different crappy era. That's
true.
Not
true.
So, all right, well, you know. This is hilarious. I guess I'll have to go back and fish through this. So how are you tonight, Ditto?
I'm okay. There's no point in complaining because, you know, that doesn't help anything. So it's been a long day and a long week already, and at least things are fun at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I know that sometimes, you know, that's kind of the life of, you know, your early 21st century, or I guess late 20th century too, when you're in the field, you know, in the computer field, some days you just want to, you know, you want to go Milton a little bit on the world.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I kind of joke that if I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And sometimes it's too true. I mean, like Sunday night, I went out to dinner with my wife and a friend, and we went to this burger place, and my wife's burger's undercooked, and my friend's food is okay, and I have a bison burger, and I'm the one that gets food poisoning. They're fine. I'm the one who wakes up in the middle of the night totally sick, so.
Yeah, well, that is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not that you'd wish that on other people, but no,
oh,
I get
no. No, I just thought it was really funny that My burger seemed fine, tasted fine. It wasn't.
And of course that would be your wife, who's the sometimes deadpanite and meetup attendee, the lovely Tea Cat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm very glad she wasn't sick, believe me.
Yes, no, I'm. Well, especially if the two of you are doubly sick, you know, that's even worse.
Yeah, you competing for the toilet, that's just never a good good thing, you know.
Well, I mean, nothing says romance after a couple of years of marriage.
Whacking your head at the porcelain god.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go first. Ladies first.
And actually, whacking your heads at the porcelain god, that sounds like we're already on the stolen comments off the board there. The greasy nipples.
Let's not choose that as a band name.
Yes, right. That'll be the album name, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I shudder to think of the album cover. So, all right. Well, I'm harvesting as we speak. What do you think about six or seven, or is that too much?
Sure, that's fine.
All right. Well, and now actually, now Ditto, this is good time to have you on since we did just do Deadpan number 200, and you've always been around Deadpan, and you certainly, I don't want to diminish what you have done for Deadpan, but you know, you're not as much of a spotlight person as some others around Deadpan. So I think, you know, it's good to, I'm glad to have you on. I'm glad to finally kind of get a chance to chat with you in, you know, official recording capacity.
Yeah, well, kind of life interferes too much sometimes, and you know, I'm never very happy with my voice in recording, so it kind of gives me an excuse to procrastinate, which is bad, but, you know, I have all sorts of things I want to send in, and then sometimes I just never do, so bad me.
Yes, indeed, I agree, bad you.
I'll tell TCAT to punish me.
And you can record that too. That would be that'd be good material.
Well, I'm sure that'd be a very popular segment, given some of the people in our group.
Well, was that TMI about Ditto and TCAT, or TMI about everyone else? I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
You be the judge. Well. Yes, but you should. I mean, you are Mr. Ditto Swoon, after all. I think, you know, you need to... and actually, you do have a very lovely speaking voice. I think you need to, you know, you need to feel more comfortable to send stuff in. Because, you know, you are a damn funny guy, a damn witty guy. So, you know, you're... When you do contribute stuff, it's always appreciated and it's always good.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, is that the cough drop?
Yeah. You don't want me... coughing through most of this segment.
No, that'll be for Vanamon's comments.
Okay.
I kid, Vanamon. I kid. So, you know, well, so I actually have some notes, but I don't want to just jump into that. I don't often come to these kind of sessions with notes, but there are a couple of things I wanted to touch on about, you know, just kind of deadpan related business, taking care of business. But
now I'm afraid.
Yes, actually, it right here is episode number 288, so thank you for being on.
On the 4th of July, did you or did you not, sir? Oh, it's not that kind of conversation. Sorry. Okay.
No, it's not. No McCarthyisms around here.
Oh, all right.
I sought for crap jokes, I found them, and I left them, so... But now I do hope, I guess this is sort of business, but this is also just us kind of reminiscing. I do really appreciate, you know, you and TCAT making it out here for that meetup. I think it was a lot of fun having you guys. And actually, you know, I know lots of others had met you face to face, but that was the first time I got to meet you face to face. I know you'd been to Dragon Con a year that I didn't go. And then the year I went, you know, you were not there. And, you know, so I know you'd met most of the crew. You'd met most of the Phoenix locals, like I believe Summer, and you actually met Joe Murphy, right, at that Dragon Con?
I did, and I'm really glad I got to meet him and chat with him, and I still kind of kick myself for not being able to get to know him better.
Well,
but, you know, that just happens, and you know, it's all you can do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, distances are difficult, even for, you know, our friends, our lifelong friends. But, you know, the newer friends you make, you know, it is difficult sometimes to, you know, to keep that stuff up. So, but, you know, you did get a chance to meet him and also, all, you know, everyone else you met. Mike and Evo, and they were still a couple. And and some, I believe Summer, right? Or was Summer not there?
Yeah. Summer's a hoot.
Yeah. No, good people. Yeah. You know, that was the old school Winging It crew. You know, the 3D crew are all good people too, though. Even though I know Winging It 3D has been over for like 10 years now, but
oh yeah, I still kind of listen and very rarely participate on Slice, but you know, it's sometimes that's even harder to kind of participate in many ways, because it's a much more focused. Well, I think you know what I mean. Here, it's a lot more free form, and we can have fun. There, you kind of have to do the right thing, or you're not played at all.
So, what are you saying? You're saying we're not structured? Are you saying what? Do you have something to say, Ditto? I mean, you know, if you got something to say, then say it.
I've got this great book here. Do you want a book review? Oh, wait. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
sure
right.
what's that?
Slice is very structured, and it's you know, that's how it goes, and it works. I mean, they're, you know, it's one of the most successful podcasts, I think, in the podcast world. So,
Oh, I think it's fabulous, and when I've got time, I still listen to it, but it is a big chunk of time to kind of for me to set aside and listen to. And like I said, I always enjoy it, but I kind of have to be a lot more in the mentality to think of something to record for that than for you guys, because it's well, I guess the right way to put it is we're all kind of broken in the same way, so
Yes.
we kind of just feed off each other.
I think that's pretty accurate, and but you know, but I do appreciate you being around, and I appreciate, you know, what you touched on, kind of a truth that never really gets stated, is that I think the entire world has pod faded to some degree. There's not a single person out there, including Adam Curry, who hasn't backed off a little bit, including Evo Terra. You know, everybody has backed off a little bit. You know, I guarantee he doesn't have 128 podcasts in his aggregator anymore like he used to.
Oh, yeah.
We've all kind of, you know, everyone in the podcast world has cut back a little bit. You know, I've cut back from listening to basically zero to still listening to basically zero. And but you know, I mean, I know a lot of people have, so I appreciate everyone in that vein. And I'm sure there are some exceptions, but I think for the most part, everyone listens to less than they did initially. You know, it's, I don't think there's that much time in the day.
I don't know if it's just because we're getting older, the world's gotten more complicated, or whatever, but it seems like I just have less and less free time, and I guard my free time a little more jealously than I did, say, 5 years ago. And the golden age of podcasting was a lot of fun, and I loved listening to all of that. But at one point, it just got to be that it was overshadowing other things that I really enjoyed, like listening to music, and it became a trade-off. I had to sacrifice listening to some of that for some other things that I enjoy as well.
Hello, this is Curtin St. George. I listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, so I don't have to kill people. You don't listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast? It's not healthy. Just saying, deadpan is the way.
You reminded me of one other thing that actually, this is not even from my notes, but before we get to my notes and the comments, the greasy nipple comments, I actually, this is something that we have a unique opportunity to get recommendations. I know there are a couple of medias or mediums that you really, that you're really passionate about. So I want to get your recommendations. I want to get your, well, I guess the three, and please forgive me if I'm not listing the top three, or if I'm misrepresenting you in any way, but I'd like to hear your recommendations on hip, kind of new music. Obviously, and I don't mean like Lady Gaga, unless you're really freaking out about it. Or
Lies! Lies!
oh, I see the truth comes out now. Have you heard the song Friday? It's just fantastic. Anyway, but if you so let's do in any particular order. Let's do movies, comics, and manga, or actually any Japanese media, not to lump the entire country's output all together at once, but there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
No
Wow.
pressure.
That came from left field. I wasn't really expecting that. I don't know. Movies. I guess. In some ways, I'm a little less particular than some people when it comes to movies. Partly because I guess I'm harder on TV shows. The weird thing for me is I have no problem setting aside my disbelief for 2 hours on a movie and be entertained, even though there's some really bad stuff, like, say, Armageddon. It's just pure entertainment, but for a TV show, when you start devoting 13 plus hours to it, I get a little more picky, if you know what I mean.
Sure, yeah.
So I don't know. The movies
And I'm sorry, did I say movies? Go ahead, please. But I think I meant to say music.
Music. Oh, okay. Oh,
but go ahead with movies. You're on that track now. Let's go.
Just say Banmon. I mean, he's just up on everything. So, you know, he's the guy to ask for movies. Though I really do kind of want to see Paul because I think that's going to be hilarious.
Okay.
But music-wise, so much out there. I kind of have to pull up some of my music lists.
Well, then maybe this is me getting old, or maybe it's the landscape is changing, and or I don't know. But the only new band that's really kind of made my got my blood pumping a little bit more is Band of Horses, who of course are, you know, incestuous with Grizzly Bear and a couple other projects. I know that they have a bunch of shared members, but A Band of Horses is one that I really dig. I don't know if I'm sure you've heard them, but I don't know if you have an opinion.
I heard them, and I liked some of what I heard on the first album, especially Funeral, which is more or less what put them on the map, I think. The second album kind of left me a bit underwhelmed, and I haven't had a chance to listen to the songs that you recommended, what was it, last week. But, you know, anything that you recommend, I do kind of pay attention to, because I think you've got really good taste, even if I don't listen to as much metal as you do. there's something about certain tones and singing styles that don't quite work for me.
Snow Cookie Monster?
Yeah, I grew up. Too much screaming kind of sets my nerves on edge.
Okay. So even like the roaring, like not necessarily like the Cobra Commander, but more like Cookie Monster, even that doesn't work, huh?
I honestly don't know.
So that'll be when Rhett and I talk, we'll talk Cookie Monster and Cobra Commander on vocals.
I don't know. Lo got me listening to Electric Six, and that was something that I really didn't think I'd like at first, but it's so unusual that it really grows on you. Kind of a electro pop punk mashup weird thing that he does. And he's so outrageous that it just works.
Okay.
He likes posting links from time to time, and
yeah,
a little getting used to.
And the Smarty Hotties used to talk about them too. So I know that they've had a couple of recommendations around Deadpan over the years.
Yeah. I know there's a new band, the Joy Formidable. There's a number of songs that I've heard from them that sound interesting, but I think Lowell will also have to agree with me. The big thing from last year that I really, really enjoyed was Sleigh Bells, which a lot of noise and distortion, but still yet catchy songs that stick with you. Still on the electronica side.
Yeah, I know that they were kind of a darling of Pitchfork and kind of like the indie online music magazine scene.
Yeah, I take those with a huge grain of salt, because those people get really pissy when a band starts being successful.
Yes.
Ooh, they sold more than 5 albums. We hate you. We hate you forever. It's like, seriously, this album's not really much different, except people are buying it. What's so bad? Don't you want these people to, like, pay their bills? Oh, no, we can't have that. We still have that kind of anti-sellout mentality for bands, which is fair enough. I think it's definitely wrong when a band is deliberately messing around with their style and their art just to be popular. But if they end up being popular for what they do, why is that so bad?
I agree 100%. Yeah, and I remember even my college radio station would do that. I remember they were getting rid of Korn's albums because, you know, Korn was starting to sell too much. I was saying, you know, this is not mainstream. You know, but what I was also going to say that I find funny about those sites where, you know, they'll have like the we're so hip indie reviewers who, you're right, they latch on to all these indie bands, and as soon as they get popular, they start to loathe them. But, you know, in their top 10 list, they always throw in one semi-popular rap artist, as if they're, you know, these little white guys going like, no, look, I'm racially, you know, I'm hip, I like black people too, look, I like a rap song. It's like, you know, I mean,
it's our token way of saying, go here, we're trying to be all inclusive.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I genuinely have loved rap music for years. So, you know, you can kind of see, you can kind of spot the, you know, when the top 10 list is all bands like Sleigh Bells and, you know, like the hip indie bands. And then, at the, you know, number seven is like Ludacris or something, or Lil Wayne. You're kind of going, wait a minute.
I like hip hop and rap, but, you know, it comes down to melody and content. For me, and so sometimes that's harder to find because, well, you can't listen to the radio for any music nowadays, and you know, you've got to just kind of stumble on the right thing at the right time. One artist that I just found, her name is Dessa, and you could kind of say she's a hip-hop version of Annie DeFranco, though that would probably send a lot of people running, which totally does her an injustice, because her stuff is really good. Nice hip-hop feel to it with some very different instrumentals. Very good stories in her song, and she just delivers it very well. And it's like, no one's heard of her.
And just to be clear, that's Dessa and not Lopan's favorite, Kesha.
Oh, no. Dollar signs and no glitter on this girl. It's Dessa, D-E-S-S-A.
Okay.
Yeah, no. The glitter hoe is not in my iTunes playlist at all.
Okay. Well, I think apologies for putting you on the spot there. And I guess if you want to be off the hook for comics or manga, you can, we'll just say just the first thing that pops in your head, and we can move on, because I don't want to put you totally on the spot.
I don't go to the comic book stores much anymore because, well, I can't quite afford it, but I've been getting some graphic novels and stuff, and bought one of the big ones from last year and was kind of, or was it the year before, underwhelmed a bit. Black Hole, it was really good, but I never want to read it again because it was very disturbing.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, there's a sort of recommendation, not recommendation.
Yeah. But anime, I guess, is really what I've been focusing a lot on lately, partly because I'm still struggling to learn Japanese, because I'm a glutton for punishment. And partly just because I think there's a lot of really interesting storylines that you don't get in sci-fi genre stuff here. And I'm not talking about hentai and tentacle monsters.
Yeah, I didn't think that's where you were going.
I'm sure Lopan was going right there. It's like, ooh.
No, I'll give him that much credit. I think he was not going there.
Anime is just you know, one of those funny, huge styles, not a particular genre in itself. And like TV, you've got good stuff and bad stuff and really, really horrible stuff. And it's kind of, you know, what you end up liking.
Right.
That really ties in with you. Lo and I were talking a bit about that today, and I was, since I've been watching a lot of the simulcasts on some of the websites, I've been staying relatively current on what's being shown now, and you know, I pointed him at some stuff.
And what about the one that he asked about? I don't remember. Crap, I don't remember the name, but it...
The one I recommended to him today was called Go Sick, or I guess in English it would be Gothic. And it is a really weird twist on Sherlock Holmes. Holmes in that period between World War One and World War Two, and the Sherlock Holmes is this young girl who's trapped in the top of a library tower, a bit like Rapunzel, and this boy at a school who comes to her, and she solves these huge mysteries, and they all kind of get tied together, and it works. It's weird, but it works.
So it's like Sailor Moon meets Sherlock Holmes.
Without any of the weird transformations, yes.
Okay. And I'm totally not... I'm going to leave that strangeness right there.
But something that's a lot more straightforward, I would have to say, is any of the Full Metal Alchemist series, which is also kind of an alternate timeline, but instead of science, alchemy is what makes their world go round, and there's this huge plot going on behind the scenes where a group is trying to take over this country, and these young alchemists they kind of uncover the plot and try and stop it, but it's truly an epic story and really good characters that you end up caring about.
Yeah, and I know that one, and like Dragon Ball Z, I know that those, well, you know, the what people call the real Dragon Ball Z, you know, the uncut version. I know that those are the kind of the big name titles.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, but when I was saying I wasn't going for the strangeness, I meant I wasn't going to go for the strange joke of Sailor Moon combined with Sherlock Holmes. I think the series does sound, the Goshik does, or Gosik does sound intriguing. And, of course, Lo was asking you to think about Black Butler, which you said you have not seen yet.
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Yeah, that was... Well, okay. I think we have there. We have Ditto Recommends, which sounds like a good deadpan segment. Unsubtle hint.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, we're getting at that it's time for notes and nipples, I think, which... okay. Greasy. So what I'll do is, well, let's do some announcements, and then I'll probably, let's close out with some greasy spoon readings. So a couple interesting things I have coming up for Deadpan. One of them I am planning, and I guess a chunk of the listenership can all groan now, but I think I would like to do a kids episode with kid content. So for those of you, you know, we've had kid content on Deadpan over the years. We've had plenty of it. But I don't necessarily want to go back and fish through old episodes for the content, because I would certainly never do that. But you know, like, I, you know, for example, both of my kids recorded some stories and, or they read some, they wrote some stories on their own, and they recorded them, and it's good stuff. I'd like to do a kid's special episode.
That's awesome.
So, you know, any, they don't even, you know, if you have nephews or nieces or kids who you think would enjoy playing, then by all means, and if you have any questions about it, you know the contact info to reach me. This is an important one too. That's important, but this is important because we need to decide by like Monday when the NHL playoffs start. I think most of the teams are accounted for, and crap, I don't have the list, but certainly there are a couple of teams still up for grabs. I don't know who's...
I have to check because, I'm certain the Leafs, as usual, are out, so I'm going to have to pick some alternate team.
Yeah, I sure hope for the Leafs' sake that goalie keeps it up next year. That was an amazing run from, you know, both of our teams had amazing runs.
Yeah, but why did they wait until the last 2 months to do this? Like, you should be doing this in December, not now.
Well, I mean, with the Devils, it was pretty transparent what was going wrong and what went right as soon as the bad element left. Yeah,
they've won a Stanley Cup in your lifetime.
Three, in fact. Yeah. So.
Oh, sure, rub it in.
So I, but anyway, yes, I think you'll need to pick an alternate team in case the Leafs don't make it. But I think we need to decide right here and now, Ditto, what the stakes are going to be. Now, I think there is some, here's my idea, and feel free to please take this idea and run with it. There seemed to be some reluctance about doing songs again, like last year. So I think we should give an option. This is my idea. There still will be songs. You still will pick a song for your team. However, if the losing player, you know, loses to your team and they're obligated, they can either do the song you've selected, or they can either go out and find or write on their own, compose on their own, some verses that have been written about your city. For example, okay. If your team loses to New York, then you can write, you know, you can do a stolen paragraph from A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, or grab some lyrics from New York, New York, or, you know, sing the song that the New York Rangers owner has chosen. So there you go. What do you think of that idea?
Sure, and they can do it while inhaling helium, because that'll really set it over the top.
Yes, that is absolutely a wonderful idea. In fact, that's a requirement. No.
Or not. No. You know, the cost of helium nowadays, which I have no idea how much it costs. It's got to be expensive, or more people would be doing it.
That's right. In fact, I think you found the theme for every deadpan from here on until 288 will be helium. Okay, maybe not. Well, so you like the idea? Do you have any twist on it other than helium?
No, I've got nothing, which is usual.
No, I disagree on that count. But okay, so there you have it. If you've selected a team for the NHL playoffs, if your team loses, then you will choose, and you're going to have to do it before the playoffs begin. You'll choose a team song, and then if another player loses to your, if their team loses to yours, then they either need to do your song, or they need to recite some lyrics or poetry or verses that they dig up on their own about your city. Confused?
I think that's excellent.
Well, thank you. And that's not my idea. I'm combining all the ideas that were on the Deadpan comments page. So, I got to say thank you very much, Amy Bowen. She really spearheaded this. If she hadn't kind of been the squeaky wheel, then we wouldn't have gotten any grease here. So, my final comment before I send comments to Ditto is I did want to say that about number 200. It was kind of a big sampling of random bits throughout Deadpan's first 200 episodes in history, and there's some glaring omissions that have kind of nagged at me. So I do want to say here and now, apologies if you or your favorite bit or anything didn't make it into number 200. It was if there was a snub, it was absolutely not intentional.
Oh, you're so nice. You know, no one's thinking that, Jack, but it is great that you're kind of considerate in that respect. I think that's one of the things everybody really likes about you, is that you go out of your way to make sure that no one feels slighted, because I can't imagine any of us do. It's just, it's such a fun group to be around, and whenever one of us gets grumpy or need some extra attention, we just kind of, you know, grump on the board and everybody goes, oh, you know, hugs, whatever. And it's just a good group, so thank you, Jack.
Man, shut up. No, thank you, Ditto. I agree. This is an amazing, amazing group of friends, and I'm grateful every single day, and that's not an exaggeration. I'm grateful every single day for the friendships and relationships forged, you know, through Deadpan.
Hey, this is Dub Shack, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. And I'm not just saying that because I have an unhealthy obsession with Jack Mangan. Or his rock-hard abs of steel.
All right, well, we've been talking a long time, and I'm keeping you up at night, and this is going long and all that, so I should send you some comments so you can go to bed and so we can have a show. What do you think?
The sooner I go to bed, the sooner I have to wake up and go to work, so... I'm kind of procrastinating in that respect.
Oh, then this is a Going to be a record-setting 8-hour deadpan episode, everyone.
Now that sounds like punishment.
Hey! No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you'd sick, 8 hours of me on everybody. That's not fair.
No, I'm kidding. You know, I really hope the mic levels aren't too horrible in this one. I've just sent you a comment through Skype, so you have the, it's there as an instant message. It's the first, of the week, but your first.
I see how this works. it's a little strange being on the receiving side of this.
Right. You've heard everyone else get confused by my my sneak attacks here. Now you're on the receiving end.
Okay, Just Joe says, speaking of a man who has to do some packing, http://tinyearl.com/3mdpr8w. Reading those Earls is so much fun. Which person? What does it take you to? Is that the Glenn Beck article? I think it is.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no more Glenn Beck on TV.
Oh, well, darn.
Well, you know, let's not break out the cake yet.
True. Okay. Oh, next from me. Wow, that's a surprise. Isn't it narcissistic for me to read my own comments?
No, I think it's adequate and it's proper.
All right. This one's for me. I'm Deadpan Ditto on Crunchyroll. Add me as a friend if you create an account. And of course, Crunchyroll is that one of those anime sites that I was recommending to Lopan.
And actually, I got to say, it's awesome that you're Deadpan Ditto on Crunchyroll. That is just awesome.
Well, so many people were stealing my nickname, Ditto, which I've had for a long, long time, a lot longer. Rush Limbaugh subverted my nickname. So I can't seem to use it anymore.
Right. You got it after you watched the movie Ghost, right?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
That's come back to haunt me, too.
He just really likes to make copies of paper.
Yeah.
And I apologize for this comment.
Oh my god, that's so unfair. not the comment itself, it's this huge URL that I now have to read. But
well, you can cheat. You can cheat.
No. This is from CJ. http://www.reddit.com/r/askreddit/comments/gibxk/I like big butts and I cannot lie but it is there with underscores for spaces. And then she finishes with, I had to read it twice.
Excellent. I dropped the first character on this one, sorry.
Yeah. The Energizer Bunny, April 5th, 2001 at 5:59 a.m. Reply. Used here. I thought Fable 2 was better than the third one anyway. I always play the good guy as well, which is probably why I wasn't a fan of Fable 3. The only way to win was to be evil. I have to agree with her. I didn't play Fable 3 either.
Oh. This is one of those areas where, unless we're talking about Angry Birds, you know, I can talk about that one. But I'm kind of ignorant on new video games. I can talk about Warlords too, you know, old games. But all right, here's this is actually not a reply, although it would seem like one.
Used hair. Just went in my pool for the first time this season. Still a bit cold. Won't be comfortable for another few weeks. Ah, pool. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, well,
nice warm weather for a pool, and freezing just doesn't cut it.
You haven't been getting snow or anything, have you?
We had snow not too long ago, but certainly not as bad as you know, the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable that we broke 100 already, so it's kind of hard to fathom.
On Sunday, we actually hit 89. Had some big thunderstorms roll through with almost golf ball sized hail, and then the next day it was freezing. So it's been kind of extreme around here.
Well, you know, I guess that's a fact. I mean, that's true anywhere, really. I mean, even in Phoenix, you know, we still get weird. It's still unpredictable. You know, it's the weather.
Yeah, it's spring. It's spring.
Right. All right, this is the first of the week. We're already at the first.
Let me guess, it must be Vanimon.
Yes.
Yes, first is Vanimon. Good job. Dr. Jones will never believe this.
I don't know if that's an Indiana Jones reference or some other Dr. Jones.
I didn't know Catherine Zeta-Jones had a doctorate.
Oh, she has a doctorate, all right. See, I don't even know. I don't even get that. I don't even understand. My own innuendo, I don't get it. But, well, you know, very well done, Ditto. Thank you very much for doing all these readings, and thanks for talking to me for so long. I think this is, you know, this is all great stuff. The recording quality is good, and hopefully I recorded this. And
If not, we can try again.
That's right. If not, I'll call you back, and we'll talk for another hour. And you truly won't. You truly will procrastinate your work day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm thrilled that you came on, and let's not wait 201 more episodes. You do contribute segments from time to time, but let's do this again. Let's do this conversation again before 201 more episodes.
Oh, sure thing. I've got a couple dumbass memories to share. Then, believe me, they're really dumbass. But you know, I just have to actually force myself to sit down and record them.
I can't wait. Then I would love it if you would. Or you know, you can always. Well, you can send them to my email address, which would be, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure thing. Oh, do you want me to say it, or you?
Yes, yes. If you don't mind delivering the email address.
Oh, that's sphericaljackm@gmail.com.
And I don't expect you to remember the new voicemail, because I barely remember. It's 480-788-JMDP, I think. 480-788-JMDP. Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that is.
I'm trying to look on the site right now, which is wonderful listening.
480-788-5637.
That's right. There you go. And there you have it. So you can always do that. That's always an option to do. If you have you can send a dumbass memory in that way too.
Well, I did that with the response to the subliminal programming ad, but I don't think anybody got that one. I found it amusing because I was listening to the episode where you had I don't know who she was, but she was doing, "You will call in and leave voicemail." So I did, saying, "I don't know why I called in."
Oh, right, yeah, that's the bumper I have from Chris the Fixed Kitty.
Yeah.
So, you know, I actually didn't realize that your voicemail was in response to that. That's pretty hilarious. I thought you were just being generally silly. So now I get it. See, it's a good thing to listen to these episodes.
Sometimes I just amuse myself. Actually, most of the time. But that's okay. Well,
you know, it was funny in its own right, but now that I realize it was a response to the Chris the Fixed Kitty bumper spot thing, then that adds a whole new layer of comedy.
So, I aim to please.
Well, your aim is true. And thank you very much for letting me put you on the spot, and just for a fun conversation today.
Oh, you're welcome. Hopefully everybody else enjoys it.
Well, thank you again, and I will say goodnight.
All right. Goodnight, Jack. All right. A Deadpan Odyssey.
Yeah, see, there you go. I think you just named the episode. Fantastic.